Podcast Help Desk number 87 for June 9th, 2016. I'm Mike. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. A little news update. A few things are going on in the podcasting world that I thought I'd better tell you about. So here we go. I am enjoying my little break from the schedule. But as I said, I'm putting out things as they seem relevant, put it that way. And there's been a few things going on in the podcasting world. First and foremost, iTunes listings are having trouble updating. This is not an emergency. Please don't panic. What it is iTunes is having a little trouble keeping up. Apparently, us podcasters are being more prolific than they expected, and they're having trouble keeping up on the directory. But let's review what iTunes directory is. iTunes directory is a place where your podcast is listed. It's not where your podcast comes from. And people get the wrong impression that your RSS feed pushes to iTunes. No, that's not how it works. iTunes pulls your feed whenever it sees fit. You know, it asks for your feed, and when it gets around to it, it pulls your feed in to update your listing. It's just a listing. When people subscribe, even in iTunes, they subscribe to your feed, wherever that feed might live. If you're following my recommendations, it lives at your WordPress site. So people are subscribing to your WordPress site's RSS feed directly in iTunes. It doesn't have to go through Apple. Apple could go out of business, and iTunes would still pull your feed. Now, Apple's not going to go out of business, so, you know, that's not the case. But people think that if it isn't visible in the iTunes listing, that it's not available. No, it's available. It's just not visible in your listing. It's the same for any of the directories or apps. If you go into, say, Pocket Casts and search for your podcast and you just put out an episode, chances are that particular episode isn't going to show up in the listing at Pocket Casts. But if somebody hits subscribe, they're going to get that show because they're going to get whatever the last show you updated or you uploaded to your feed, or uploaded and linked to in your feed. Let's get our terms right. And it's all good. So the best way to know if everything's working is to subscribe to your podcast. You know, and in my case, I subscribe in a couple different places. I subscribe on the iTunes desktop. I subscribe on the iOS podcast app. And I subscribe in Pocket Casts. So I know that when I put out an episode, within an hour or two, I'll go and look and make sure that my podcast showed up in all those places. If it did, I know my feed is good. I know there's nothing wrong with my feed. And whatever's in the directory, to be honest with you, I haven't even looked at my iTunes listing in quite a while. I think I looked at it maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, just because I happened to be screwing around at iTunes and thought, well, I wonder what my listing looks like. So I don't put a lot of a stock in, you know, what's in the listing. You know, it's like a Yellow Pages ad. You know, it only changes whenever there is a change. You know, whenever they print the phone book, and if I put in a change to the Yellow Pages ad, well, that'll change. Otherwise, it'll stay the same. Same thing with your listing. It's just a snapshot of your feed when you when they last looked at it. So, like I said, don't panic. iTunes is having the issue. Not you, not your service provider, not your hosting company, not your WordPress site, but just iTunes, Apple. Apple's having the problem. They know about it. They are working on it, they say, although it's been going on for a little while now. But there seems to be a lot of panic out there, and let's put that to rest. So please tweet and Facebook and Instagram and however else you can get the word out that it's iTunes having the problem. It's not a problem with the RSS feeds. That's the most important thing that has been going on lately, but there's a couple other cool things. Deezer, that's a music service based in Europe. I don't believe it's available in the U.S. right now, but Deezer bought Stitcher, was it a couple years ago anyway? And they've kind of let it die on the vine a little bit. And they finally sold it to EW Scripps. And EW Scripps is the company behind Midroll, which is a podcast company, mainly a podcast advertising company, but they do other things. And now they're the proud owners of Stitcher. Reported that they paid $4.5 million, which is about the same as what Deezer paid for it back a couple years ago. But it sounds like they're going to beef it up. You know, and the key to that is Stitcher had some deals with car manufacturers to get their app on, say, Apple CarPlay and Android Auto and, I think maybe Ford Sync. I don't know, but I know that Stitcher tends to come up on a lot of car-related systems, and that's a good thing. So, you know, that's probably why they were bought. So last time we checked our stats at Blueberry, I believe, system-wide, Stitcher was about 3%-ish. I don't know the exact figure. I do believe there's a post over at powerpresspodcast.com. So go check that out. You know, about all the stats. And there's a lot of talk about stats lately, too, some of the reports that are coming out. I won't go into ad nauseum there. There was quite a discussion on the new media show last week about that and probably the week before. And so, you know, go check that out. But, you know, the bottom line with Stitcher is hopefully they'll beef up the team over there and start improving things. I haven't really used Stitcher. I do have Stitcher on there. That's another place that I subscribe to my podcast is on Stitcher because I want to make sure it gets there. But it's losing market share. I think Pocket Casts, which is an app that works with Android, iPhone, iOS, and I believe Windows, and it also has a browser version that you can listen to podcasts right in a browser, and it syncs across all of those, so if you have multiple devices, you can have all your podcasts on all the multiple devices. But anyway, Pocket Casts actually had the same percentage, at least in the Blueberry system, which is pretty representative of podcasts all over the place, and they had just the same percentage. So, you know, everybody gets wrapped around the axle about getting into Stitcher. Well, make sure you're in Pocket Casts too. And I think once you get in iTunes, it automatically eventually gets to Pocket Casts, because a lot of these apps use the iTunes API to populate their directories. Blueberry does not, or at least doesn't exclusively. And so, you know, if you have to go put it in the Blueberry directory, and that's another good place to be, you know, because some apps do take the Blueberry directory and use that as their basis of what goes in the app. So, including MyCast, which is a service that Blueberry does for set-top boxes and whatnot. And I think we have an Android app that's probably way out of date, but there is an Android app out there for Blueberry. And a tech podcast network, too, I guess. So, and finally, so this could be a short little update. Finally, PowerPress 7.0 is out. And probably by the time you listen to this, or soon thereafter, PowerPress 7.0.1 will be out with a couple of little bug fixes. But PowerPress 7 I guess the main features are we kind of rearranged the back end a little bit, so some of the tabs and the settings are going to be different. Where the basic settings were, I believe it says episodes. It's the episodes tab. In fact, let me open it up here just to make sure I'm talking the right way. So give me a second here to get logged in to one of my websites. I had to beef up the security on this website, so my LastPass doesn't have the right password, darn it. Oh, well, that's over on MikeDell.com, if you're interested. That's my almost 12-year-old podcast, I guess 11 years and 2 or 3 months, anyway. I've been doing that for quite a while. All right, yeah, so the basic settings tab, which is just past the welcome tab in the PowerPress settings, is now called episodes. And basically that's just where you put all your, or you can turn on and off different fields in the episode box on your WordPress site. And then the services and stats tab didn't change. The next tab is website, and that is basically all your player controls. Used to be called media appearance, and now it's called website, which makes more sense. And it also has, you know, subscribe links, whether, you know, you can turn them on, turn them off. Feeds tab didn't change appreciably. The iTunes tab and the Google Play tabs both changed a little bit because we added a new tab. But basically, the subscription URL blocks at the top of both of those tabs are now located in a new tab called Destinations. And the artwork tab didn't change either. But in the Destinations tab, it'll have, for your reference, your podcast URL is, and gives you your main podcast URL. Now, if you're using channel podcasting, category podcasting, or post type podcasting, or any of that sort of stuff, that'll be in the Destinations folder in the settings for those feeds. This is just for the main feed. And it has now iTunes, Google Play Music, Blueberry Podcast Directory, this is important, Stitcher Podcast Radio, and it has a link to submit your podcast to TuneIn. Because TuneIn doesn't have actually a URL that you can send people to subscribe. But if you put links in all of these spots, you'll have the option to have all of those things as subscription URLs, both in the widget and on a subscribe page and underneath the player. So we've added Google Play Music and Stitcher Podcast Radio. So those are the two additions. And then we added a spot, like I said, for the Blueberry Podcast Directory, because it is very important that you have your Blueberry your feed over at Blueberry to populate your directory listing over there. And it's good to link it back over here because we're going to be doing some cool things with that in the future. So it is good to put something in there. Put your directory listing there. It would be blueberry.com/ whatever program keyword you selected or was selected for you if your show got pulled into the directory without you pulling it in there. So if you had to go claim your show, it would be whatever that the system. It's mainly the title of your podcast. But that's the gist of that. You know, like I said, the new subscribe links. There's also in category podcasting, there's a thing now called strict category podcasting. And when you set up a category feed, you can have it so you select a specific category for the episode, and that's for statistics tracking and subscribe links. So when you make your post, you know, regardless of what category you put the post in, you can also select a category for your RSS feed. So if you've got, you know, like in my case at MikeDell.com, I have a radio category, and that's basically everything that I do, including, you know, this podcast and other podcasts, all goes out on that radio category at MikeDell.com. And, you know, it's mainly just for me to play with, but it allows you to select that category. And it also has podcast-only feeds for categories. So if you're posting in categories and you do blog posts and, you know, you do blog posts and podcast episodes, you can now have a your category feed only contain the podcast episodes. That's something new. And we also fixed the bug where you can put in your category feed settings your redirect URL for whatever show listing over at Blueberry, and it will count in the, you know, count the stats separately than the main settings. That's been a problem in the past, and that is now fixed. And the other thing for Blueberry customers, for Blueberry hosting customers, so this doesn't work for everybody, but there's a new audio player. That's the audio player we've been talking about now is a default, or not a default, it's a selection in the player options. So you can select the Blueberry audio player if you're hosted at blueberry.com. And it's a much nicer player. You've seen it probably if you've been to podcasthelpdesk.com or any of my other sites. So now it's going to be an option to automatically do it instead of having to go back and get the embed. So that's kind of it. PowerPress Sites is on the cusp of coming out, talking more about Blueberry stuff. That should be out hopefully soon. And that'll be good. That's WordPress hosting right at blueberry.com, which I will have a promo code that will work for a free month of that if you want to get the higher levels. Otherwise, it comes free with a hosting account at Blueberry. So you could have, you know, say whatever your site is, .blueberry.com for free. And then if you want to apply your own domain name to it, it costs extra. And if you want to have a dedicated server, basically, that costs a little bit more extra. And, you know, gives you more options as far as the theme and whatnot. But the theme that's there with the free site is really cool. It's the theme I'm using at podcasthelpdesk.com. It's the PowerPress theme. And that's only available to PowerPress or to customers of Blueberry for hosting. But and it's not generally available to go on your own site. That's going to be a PowerPress Sites site. That sounds redundant, but it's kind of like WordPress.com, only it works for podcasting, which WordPress.com doesn't really. You know, you can sort of podcast from that, but it's definitely not optimum. And let's see, I'll have links to all of that in the show notes over at podcasthelpdesk.com/87. And I also have a link to a webinar that I'm going to be putting on next Thursday. So Thursday the 16th. No, 14th. I have to look at that. Whatever the Thursday is a week from today. Anyway, probably the 16th. That sounds right. But anyway, I'll have a link to the sign up for that webinar. And what that webinar is our training webinar we do every 2 weeks over at Blueberry. And it's where I take a blank WordPress site and set up PowerPress fully and show you how to submit to iTunes and Google Play if you haven't already. And, you know, set up your Blueberry hosting and, you know, and all that. So I go through the whole spiel. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how many questions I get. This will be the first one where I go through PowerPress 7. And the last one I did last week was the last one for PowerPress 6. whatever. So this one will be PowerPress 7. So I'll show all the different subscribe link options and I don't think I'll go into the category options only because that's kind of an advanced topic and At some point, we will have some sort of advanced training webinar for people who want to set up networks or whatever. But you know, for now, we're just doing the basic, here's how you set it up. So if you want to join in on that, it's free. Go over to podcasthelpdesk.com/87 and sign up with the webinar link there in the post. So with that, I'll catch you next time. Whenever that next time will be. Be safe out there. A lot of crazy stuff goes on in the summer.